The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Moshe Hillel Kaufman.
Baruch haba, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Hilchas Erev Yom Kippur, Sifim Vav through Yud Aleph. Sif Vav. Mitzvah al kol odom litvah l'satzim v'ev yom kippurim v'tahar mitumas keri. It's a mitzvah for every man to betovel himself in a mikvah on erev yom kippur from tumas keri. V'oid and more mishum tshuva, as well also because of tshuva. K'moy ger shenis gaya tzarech tefillah. Just like a ger needs to be betovel, so too we want to do tshuva, we want to make a fresh start, we also need to do tefillah. Lochain, therefore, gam na'orim u'besulois yesh lahem litvel. Therefore, non-married men and besulois should also be toivel. However, the minig is that only the men toivel and the young men toivel, but the women, whether they're married or unmarried, the minig at this point is that they don't toivel erev Yom Kippur, even though it used to be that they would. Yesh l'dakdek shloi teyo lov shum chatzitza. And for this tefillah of Erev Yom Kippur, one should be careful that there shouldn't be any chatzitza, even though for tefillahs Ezra, for regular tefillahs carried during the year, so only roiv is paisel the tefillah. But if there's a chatzitza that's less than roiv, so then it's fine. But on Erev Yom Kippur, when the minhag is to be medaktik and not to have any chatzitzas either. V'ikar zman ha-tefillah hu la'acha chatzais ha-yom. And the main time to be tevil is after chatzais. The Mishnah Berurah brings down by Hilchos Rosh Hashanah from the Chai Adam that says that an hour before Chatzais one could already be Tevil. He doesn't bring it by Yom Kippur, but the Chai Adam himself brings it by Yom Kippur also, by Yom Kippur, that an hour before Chatzais is also fine, like the Mishnah Berurah brought by Rosh Hashanah. However, that's only when there's a big difficulty or it's a problem. But the Ikazman Tevilah, the real time to be Tevil, is one should be only Tevil after Chatzais on Erev Yom Kippur. Isha Shishim Shemitasa, a woman who attached Shemita, Yechayla Lifayt Shech Vizera B'sach Gimel Yomim L'Achreikach. Up to 3 days later, Shech Vizera could still come out, V'arei Kamei Balkeri, and then she would be Tamei, like a Balkeri, V'lohe Ila La Tvila Linyan Zeh. So therefore, this Tvila wouldn't help her. V'atakonihi, so what's the way to correct that situation? Shekoydim HaTvila, before she's Tavil, Tichay Tzeyte B'chamin, she should wash herself well in hot water, but so this way there wouldn't be any shechazera coming out later. Again, this is really not all applicable because the minhag in our times is that the women don't tovel for Erev Yom Kippur. Vamnam, however, if she had tashmish hamita koydim tefila, I samach levesta, she'oz v'gila l'sabe, because then at those times it's more likely that she would become pregnant. So then she shouldn't wash herself. So she shouldn't wash herself with hot water because you don't want to destroy the zera when she can become a muveris from it. Nevertheless, she should be tevil in cold water. Again, lamaisa, there's really no nafkamina because again, the minhag is that the women don't tevil. Mishu arvel echman litzlan, someone who's an oval, he's in a velus. Afilo besach shiva, even if it's during the 7 days of a velus. Yachal lechaitz litvul asatzmai k'may shah shtei shayis kadam alayla. Even though an oval is normally not allowed to wash himself, he's not asa berchitza, but for Erev Yom Kippur he can wash himself and he could go to a mikvah an hour or two before night time. Afilo kadam mincha, even if it's before the daven mincha, it's still okay. Why? Because Yom Kippur is Mevatel the Shiva. Yom Kippur is considered one of the Yomim Tovim, and therefore it's Mevatel Shiva. So close to the time before Yom Kippur comes, one's allowed to be prepare himself for Yom Kippur. Avol, however, Shah Kol Dina Avelis, the rest of the halachas of Avelis, Kagan Yeshiva Al Gabe Kaka, like sitting on the floor of Loimin Alayim or without shoes, Noigad Alayla, that goes to the nighttime. However, there are those that are makel that the Sudam Asekis, they should be able to eat while they're sitting on a regular chair. Siv Zion. Noigin Shakol Balabais Isinel Vesai. The minhag is, every person makes one candle that he lights, that should be on for all Yom Kippur, for his house, for himself. And nay, because should be Yom HaKippur, because on Yom Kippur, Yared Maisha Maluchas Hashniyas, Maisha Rabbeinu came down with the second set of luchas. V'atayu Nikris Ner, and the Tayu is called a Ner. So we have a Ner the whole day, because that was when the luchas came down on Yom Kippur. So we have a Ner on Yom Kippur. V'ay Ner Echad, and the minhag is to light a second candle, v'shvil nishmais aviv imai, for the neshamas of his father and mother, shemesu, who passed away, l'chaper lehem, it should be a kapar for them. So the Kesef Shacharim says two candles, one for the person himself, for the house, and the other one for his parents, if he had parents, if at least one of his parents were nifta. V'nayigin, and the minhag is, shemadlikin echad b'beisai, shiidlek adshas havdolah v'yavdil lov. So one of those candles, one of the two, is lit in the person's house, so it should be lit until Avdolah comes, and later on we're going to talk about in a different shiur about why we need a candle that's been lit the whole day to make Avdolah on that on Yom Kippur as opposed to a regular Maitzi Shabbos. V'yachon ma'alik b'beisik nesis, and the other candle one should put in the shul. And now in our days, the minhag is most people don't bring the candles to shul, so they keep both candles at home. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, and we'll get to it more later, is that really the best thing would be is if a separate candle was lit dedicated solely for Havdalah. So therefore, many people have the minhag that they'll light three candles for Erev Yom Kippur. One for themselves, for the house, for themselves. The other one, if they had a parent that passed away, and a third one, which is special just for Havdalah, and the reason will be discussed when they talk about Havdalah. You shouldn't buy these candles from the leftover wax that was melted in the Avodah Zarah houses. And since there are those people who are makbid, that if the candle that you're lighting for yourself, for your house, for you, if that goes out, some people get very freaked about it. It's something that they're very makbid on. Even though really there is no chashash for that, there's no reason to be worried about that. But since people are indeed worried, they take it as a bad simon if their candle went out. Become welcome. Nevertheless, Tayv Limnayim Mizev, Vitan Es Hanel Shamish. So the best thing is, why get into the whole thing and get into the worry? The best thing is when you take that Ner that's for you and your household, when you're going to bring it to Shul in his times, instead you should not put it yourself in a place. Give it to the Shamish. Shehu Yamidoi B'Mokum Shietza. And the Shamish will put it wherever the Shamish wants. Va'ish Lo Yida Klal Mokum Ner. And the person himself should not know where on earth his Ner was put, if the Shamash put it over there by that group of candles or by the other group of candles. And this way, if the candle goes out, he won't feel terrible and all depressed about it. It won't freak him out because he won't know that it's his candle that went out. Who knows which candle was out if there's a bunch of candles there. This candle that you're going to light, that you're lighting for yourself, you should take that to shul before you daven mincha, la'amid al-machayna, and set it all up, u'ladlika achareikach koydim ben ha-shmashas, and that you should actually light it afterwards before ben ha-shmashas. Ki ba'eish sheboim achakach le'beis ha-knesis la'avis, because when people are coming to shul for kol nidre, so hazman bol, everything is all hectic, and everyone's coming in, and if you don't have it all set up in advance, that might make it more of a problem of delay, and chalila, we don't want someone chas v'sholem to light the candle already after it became Ben HaShemashas. So therefore he's saying to arrange everything and set it up earlier so you won't have this problem. Sivches. Kishoholchin lebeis haknesis l'tfilas mincha. When you go to shul to daven mincha, noigin l'lbosh big day Shabbos. The minhag is to already wear big day Shabbos l'tfilas mincha oimim l'achah shmona esrei savidoi. And by mincha, after shmona esrei, we say the vidui, the alchets, the hainu, meaning, kaidem alakain etzor, before alakain etzor, oimim as a pasuk yihi ratzain. Before we say alakain etzor, we say the yihi ratzain, pasuk yihi ratzain, umaschilin, alakain of alakav, we say on tovu fanecha, and we continue with the vidui, which starts Elokim Elokim v'sein otam v'lefanecha, ad v'chaloyim roim, until we say that all, until the words end, v'chaloyim roim. And then after all the vidu is finished, you say Elokai Netzor. And then you say the pasuk Yiratzan at the end of Elokai Netzor, like we normally do. Normally we say the pasuk Yiratzan before Elokai Netzor, then we say Elokai Netzor, then we say Yiratzan after Elokai Netzor. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is telling us that on Erev Yom Kippur you should say the first Yiratzan, then you should say the vidui. Then you should say Elokai Netzor, and then you should say the last Yiratzin. So you're sticking the vidui between the Yiratzin and Elokai Netzor. That's the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. That's the shita that you see brought down in most Machzorim. It should be pointed out, the Gra has a different shita. He says that Chazal Masak and the vidui should be in the middle of Shemin Esrei. And once you say Yiratzin, that already is a break in the Shemina Esrei. It's not part of the main Shemina Esrei. So therefore, according to B'Shem the Gra, is people who are not like him, they say the vidui before even the first Elokai Netzor. They say the vidui, then they say Yiratzin, then they say Elokai Netzor, and then they say another Yiratzin. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In Ba'oid Shu Aimes HaVidui Chayza HaShatzis HaTfilot. Now let's say the Shliach Tzibur is a little faster than he is. And so while he's in the middle of vidui, in the middle of davening vidui, the Shliach Tzibur is already starting Chazaras HaShatz. Kivan Shu Kva Amas HaPosik Yiratzin, once already you said the first Yiratzin, Yachala Nois Amen, you're allowed to answer Amen, V'loim HaKadusha Maidim. You can answer Kadusha and Maidim. So even though you're in the middle of the vidui, since you already said the first Yiratzin, according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shita, you can answer Amen, Kadusha and Maidim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does not hold like that. Many other places can argue, and they say that even though you said the first Yiratzin, you can't answer Amen, and you can't answer Maidim, but you can answer Kedusha. So according to the way the Mishnah Berurah and most of the world is Naig, is that if you said the first Yiratzin and now you're in the Vidui, so you can answer Kedusha, but you shouldn't answer Maidim. Of course, according to the Minhag of the Gra, where they say the vidui before even the first Yiratzin, so then someone you shouldn't mafsik even for kaddish and kedusha, you shouldn't be mafsik because your mom is still in the middle of Shemin Esrei. Siftes. Sarach loimes avidui muumid. The vidui has to be said standing. Now I'll lean on something that you know that you might fall if it was taken away. Even lechatchi you shouldn't lean at all. You should say the vidui while you're standing, v'yishche k'may b'maydim, and you should bend over when you say the vidui, like you do with when you say maydim. Other paiskim say that if that's a little difficult, like it is for most people, you don't have to bend so much like when you say maydim, but you do have to at least bend somewhat. K'shema'azki asachet, and when you say the aveyu that you're doing vidui on, you're saying achet shechatanu whatever. So yake be'egroif alalev, you should knock your fist against your heart. You don't have to smash it hard like you're trying to hurt it. You just bang it. Klaimer, meaning to say, meaning to say, why are you hitting your heart when you're saying Al-Khait? You're saying that you, my heart, you caused that I should sin. Meaning the person went after his heart, after his desires. He didn't go after his seichel. Didn't go after what Rabbi Shalom wants him to do. So he's like hitting his heart. You caused me this. The vidui, as it's written, the order in the sidurim, everyone says that same nusach. Everyone's equal. They all say the same al-chaits in the same order. And let's say someone knows he did an aveira, and that's not on the list of all the al-chaits. Since you're saying the vidui quietly, during Shemana Esrei, Nachain, after Shemana Esrei, yeah, Nachain Shiyafayit as a chait, hahu. It's appropriate that you should say that chait that you did, that avay that you did, even though it's not in the list of al chait shechatanu with this or with that, but you know you did it as an avay. You should mention that avay also when you're doing the al chait. Yisvada Allah b'meriris halev, and you should vidui on it with the bitterness of the heart, with the moish shlish and with tears. I should feel bad about what you did. L'chein, and im ha'chait hu echad me'amforashim ba'avidui, and as well, if the chait that you did is something that's clearly mentioned in the vidui, oz k'shemagiyei lov, so when you get to that point, yismamar lov b'yaisi, you should be more in anguish when you and more feeling bad when you say that, more than the other, than the regular lashon, than the regular nusach, of which some things don't apply to you, that you, we went over that aveira, so you should say those too, but the ones that are really apply to you, you should put more of an emphasis on. Many of the booklets they have on the vidui, well, how do they decide what to, other aveiras to put in to remind someone if they had that aveira, they shouldn't be mavada for it at that point. They usually pick things that have to do with the Aleph Beis, meaning the anything that has to do with that letter of that chait that's mentioned in the al chait that is in the nusach, so they'll know, they'll bring other chatoim that are similar or that start with the same letter of the Aleph Beis. That's why they, you see that in a lot of the printed editions. Avaynais shizvada aleim b'yom kippurim shavar. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, aveiros that someone already did vidui for in last Yom Kippur. He did an aveira 2 years ago, and then last Yom Kippur he did vidui for it. Even though he knows that he did not repeat that aveira, he did it 2 years ago, and he was misvada by that Yom Kippur, and now this past year he didn't do it at all, he didn't do that aveira, and now he's up to the Al-Chaitz again, and he knows he didn't do that aveira again. Nevertheless, Yachal Lachzal Misvada Yisalim, you could still do vidui on that aveira again a second time. So you added in that aveira wasn't in the list of the Al-Chaitz, and you added that in when you said it two years ago, when you did the aveira. Now, this year again, you could still add that in, even though the aveira was not repeated during the last, between the last Yom Kippur and this Yom Kippur. But reza meshubach, and that's really a worthy thing to do. It should be done. Shinama, because it says in the Pasuk, v'chatasi nagdi samid, and my aveiras are always in front of me. Sif Yud. La'achar tfilas ha-mincha, after mincha, ein oimim avinu malkenu. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu by the Mincha on Erev Yom Kippur. Bein Shechol Yom HaKippurim B'chol, Bein Shechol B'Shabbos. Whether Yom Kippur falls out during the week, or whether it falls out during Shabbos itself. We said the difference was in the morning. In the morning, by Shacharis, by after Slichas, so we say Avinu Malkeinu, I'm sorry, by Shacharis, we say Avinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur, Shacharis, if Shabbos is Yom Kippur. So then we do say it according to the Ramah. But on Erev Yom Kippur, by Mincha, whether or not Shabbos is Yom Kippur or not, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Sif Yud Aleph. Achar Tfilas HaMincha Noigin Lahalkais. Well, the Minig is not like that in our days, but in earlier days, Shulchan Aruch brings down as well, the Minig was that after Mincha, they would give Malkus, ceremonial Malkus to everyone. V'afa Pishein Malkus Zerhu Malkus Mamish, even though the malchus that are being given are not true malchus. They don't fit all the criteria to be yaitze malchus if someone chalila was chayiv malchus from Beis Din. We call malchum, nevertheless, because you're getting these ceremonial malchus, yosim aliboy, a person will pay attention, loshu me averis shibyadoi, to do tshuva from the averis that he has. They bring down also that the chazanish and the stifler also want noig to do malchus. As the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch brings down, the minhag is not like that anymore. But when it was, yeshlikach v'tzua shel egel, you should, the way it was done is you would take a strap from a calf, a leather strap, afa bi she'ena rechav tefach, even though it's not a tefach wide like malchus would normally be, v'hanilke yehe muta v'shoicha al birkav, and the one who's receiving the malchus, he should be bent over, and he should be on his knees, panav l'tzafon, he should be facing the north, v'achayev l'dayim, and his back should be to the south. V'naigim leimar viduyim b'shor shenilke, and the minhag is to say vidui while you're getting hit with the malchus. Obviously, when a person's getting a little pain or a reminder of pain, it's going to be something where the vidui is going to be better and more felt and more from the heart. V'malka oimer, and the person who's actually giving the malchus, he says, V'hu rachum, he says the pasuk, V'hu rachum yechaper avayim, he says that pasuk, Gimel Pamim, he says it three times. Shem Lamed Tes Tevis, because three times the Pasuk Vuhu Rachum gives you a total of 39 words. Keneged Lamed Tes Malkus, which is against and representative of the Lamed Tes Malkus. So this way you're getting the Lamed Tes Malkus, and to remind you of the way that they used to get the Malkus in the times of when they would give that out, when Beis Din would give that out for someone who was over certain Aveiros. And this, again, is all to help you to be able to do the Vidui and do the Tshuva better for Yom Kippur. Kol Tov.